I called it Jack in the Crack so much that Vinny was like in the fourth grade before he found out it was called Jack in the Box. He just thought it was Jack in the Crack.
And then he dawned and was like, wait a minute.
It says box.
I was going to say he stopped reading at some point and then only discovered it again when he was fourth grade.
I think it's more logo recognition.
That's true.
You just saw the Jack in the Box.
It doesn't even the new logo just say Jack on it. It doesn't even say the box anymore, right? It just says Jacks.
No. The sign says box.
The sign.
But the bag and the actual logo.
It just has just Jack. With that Jack. Like atomic Starburst design from the 50s.
Well, I don't know. Let's go get a box.
You just called it barf in a bag. Now you want some?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
Okay, bitches, you guys are gonna be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound Town.
Pound Town.
We're going to Pound Town.
Now!
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing? My name is Imagine.
And he's a badass motherfucker.
Social Nuisance!
Social Nuisance! Oh, yeah, what the fuck is up?
Yeah, Social Nuisance Podcast. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? In any case, welcome to Social News Podcast.
Oh, we started? Are we live? Are we on?
We're live.
We're not on till I ask.
As always, it's your favorite bottom biller, Imagine, here with our favorite person.
Dude, you keep...
Fred.
Oh, I thought it was me.
No. But John, Mike.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm here. Yeah.
We'll just keep calling them different names. We'll call them different names. And then, of course, we got Motion.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
My life's in shambles, dog.
Fantastic. Welcome to the world.
Kings are in last place. Raiders are in last place. Dodgers are first worst.
We don't talk about the Dodgers right now. It's still a fresh wound, man. It's still a fresh wound.
No, everyone knew that was going to happen.
After game two, yes.
Behind McGregor.
Ah, damn it.
The Dodgers are going to be the most famous losers of all time.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like... Susan Lucci? I mean, she finally won. That one lady who like never won an Emmy for like 20 years and shit.
Well, wait a minute. The Buffalo Bills in the 80s couldn't... win a Super Bowl. They went all the time.
Or
they
Cleveland
lost
now.
Single one.
But famous losers. They're just not famous at all.
No. Yeah, Buffalo? Is that even in America?
They're playing
They're
tonight.
Canadian, right?
They're playing tonight?
Yeah.
Are there even Buffalo up there? Or is it only Buffalo? Did Buffalo build the stadium? That's
Buffalo
what I want
has,
to know.
I think, 16 people that live actually in Buffalo.
In Buffalo?
Yeah.
And none of them go to the games.
Yeah. My dad went to a Green Bay game one time, and he said that they walked from the bar to the stadium, because there, I guess, you could have liquor outside. And his drink froze.
Oh, wow.
That's the only time they were outside, was crossing the street. Inside, outside for a block, inside, drink was ice.
That's cold.
Right?
But he wasn't ice.
No.
He made it through.
He keeps telling me about, like, the life insurance. He's like, the best thing that could happen to you is I fall out of the sky on an American Airlines airplane. I'm like... Doesn't seem that hard to do. Challenge accepted.
She just sent him on an Indonesian flight. They lose their planes all the time.
I don't know if disappearing is as good as like dead body. I don't know what pays me more.
Dead body.
Right?
Yeah. Probably physical evidence of like, oh yeah, he's pretty dead.
Especially if you're like dismembered in many different spots, because that would mean that you suffered. If you could prove that you suffered, you'd get more money.
Really?
Yeah. Especially if you can hold on for like 3 or 4 days and then die.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad's not a survivor. He's definitely not a survivor.
It's going to go well. No. So we decided to, again, we opened up the show to get as many people onto the show to get these discussions going and get people talking about the number of things that need to be talked about in our social climate. And with that, we welcome Fred, Joe.
Yeah, it's my friend Frank.
Fuck it. We forgot his name.
We met on Grindr.
Oh, I thought you were going to say FarmerOwnsAndEarnly.com.
No. I was low and throaty, and his name is Hops on Pops.
So anyways, we were talking about, and because, you know, Halloween's coming up. What's today, the 30th, 29th?
Today's the 29th.
Yeah,
tomorrow. No. Wednesday's Halloween. Yeah.
Today is Monday.
Get your fucking life together,
dude. My days are all fucked up for Halloween.
Only we had a phone between the three of us.
No, we can't fuck with phones during the show.
Yeah, it gets very distracting.
Because then people try to interact. And, like, they're not nearly as fun as us.
People try to interact with
us? Yeah, when we go live, people interact. And then we start answering them. And then the whole fucking show goes off the roads. Next thing you know, we're homeless, living under a bridge, sucking our own dicks.
Living the dream.
Heaven.
But we were talking with Fred about his problems with Halloween. So Halloween's coming up. But he was saying it's your favorite and least favorite holiday.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
At the same time. I love this holiday. I love seeing kids get dressed up and have a grand-ass time. I love them out there trick-or-treating, knocking on the door, getting the candy. I love all of that part
the dream.
About it. But then when I go to my bank, I don't want my fucking people in the bank wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Ooh, shots fired. You're talking about someone specific. I go to your bank. I know exactly who you're talking about.
I've seen that guy.
Yep.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with dressing up at work?
It's not so much the work. It's a professional spot. I want that. It's like if I went into my doctor that day and my doctor comes in a Smurf costume, I got issues.
What if he's dressed like the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, that would be just as bad. That'd be funny. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, what if he's a doctor? He walks in the room, says, "Hey, I'm your doctor," but maybe he's just dressed up as
maybe
a
doctor. Yeah, maybe he's a cop. Maybe he doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
What if the cop is dressed up like a hotel maid?
I've seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen stings
pretty
go down
that
way.
Pretty sure that was my first case. I went to jail for like 9 months on that one.
Sons of bitches.
And I knew because the fucking legs were hairy.
Or if should have known.
Your fireman shows up in a ballerina tutu.
That'd be dope.
It's not going to go well for
is
that.
Is it flammable?
It's probably going to get flammable, yeah.
You think tutus are flammable?
It depends on the
fabric. How come they just don't start making flags out of shit that's not flammable? Wouldn't that like solve a problem across the world?
Everything's flammable at a certain temperature.
I don't know. Can't shit break down in other ways?
I don't know.
I'm inclined to believe you.
Flag to the sun, I'm pretty sure it'll catch fire.
I forget my friend, what's your name, Graham? My friend Graham. Sometimes like we play around so much, I forget like he graduated master's?
Yes.
From one of the most prestigious schools in California.
I have a master's degree.
Why don't Irvine?
Yeah.
No. They have a Asians only.
Code. Asian only policy?
No. As long as you have money, you can go to any of those universities.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
Asians got money. That. Their families sell everything. Well, you notice Asians are getting into the trucking business?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Does it make you fucking nervous? I'm usually going nowhere.
Does it make you nervous?
It doesn't make you nervous?
No, it doesn't make me nervous.
Oh, my God. When I see one of those Asian guys jump out of like one of those tractor trailers,
the big
rigs,
fucked up, man.
Oh, dude. I fucking dodged a fucking bullet. If I drive through Rolling Heights, my insurance goes up 15%.
So, what, you have a master's in what?
Education.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, this is why you're brought on.
He got educated in education.
Fuck was it? David?
Oh, Claremont, yeah, Claremont College. Which is it, a specific
Claremont,
one?
Claremont Graduate School.
Is it
Claremont.
Like Pitzer or?
No, Claremont. There's an actual university, Claremont Graduate University. It's actually the university. It's the graduate university for all those colleges.
That campus is amazing.
Well, it's several campuses.
Yeah, was it like that when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a lot of pussy?
No, none at all.
Now with an education background.
I was married at that time.
My friend Morgan here is lying. Also, you were getting a ton of pussy just from one person, though.
That's right. I was getting a ton of
yeah,
pussy.
Yeah, see, remember?
From
I was there.
I don't
waking,
remember
but they
you
can't
there.
See.
I don't know. I think I got my degree before you were born.
So it's valid.
85.
I graduated high school in 85.
Dude, you're fucking old, dude. Sugar daddy for sure. And look how
status
dirty my shoes
there.
Are. Am I picking? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing headphones.
Yeah,
but they're not plugged
the headphones make it look like you're definitely tuned in. You know exactly why we're here.
Oh, I look professional.
But education, that's pretty cool.
So
I mean, given the fact that education is kind of, I don't know, fucked up at this moment in time. I mean, what accountability do our teachers have in regards to the shit that's being taught?
Yeah, let's get into this. So, like, it actually started, Nat and I were having a conversation a month back or so. And I was saying that this flat earth, I called it like an epidemic, this disease of kids thinking. It's
thinking at all?
Yeah, like thinking that the earth is flat.
Yeah.
And it drives me fucking crazy. Like, I was talking to my niece and my kids. They're intelligent. And they were like, I mean, there's a possibility. I'm like, no, there fucking isn't.
There's a possibility.
No, there isn't. And like, yeah, well, I'm like, no, like, listen to me. You know one thing. You know two things in life. You know your fucking name and that the earth's not flat. All right? Like, those are the things you know for sure.
Pretty sure.
But, like, it bothered me that night. And I was like, at what point... I know we put a lot of responsibility on our teachers. I know they're not taken care of. But, like, if you're passing kids that don't know the earth's round, you didn't teach them that thing that year. Like...
Well, I mean, is the responsibility on the teacher to teach them stuff? Or
well,
is it just to get
their
them
responsibility
through
to not
the curriculum?
Pass them. To not pass them. So that brought up the idea of saying, like, well, if a kid believes what they believe, you can't change that. I'm like, no, this isn't religion.
This isn't Santa Claus, man. This is fucking science.
If a kid thinks 1 + 1 = 4, you don't fucking pass the kid. Till the kid knows 1 + 1 = 2.
Or 1.
1 + 1 = 1.
1 + 1 = 1. Now get one pile of dirt plus another pile of dirt. How many piles of dirt do you have?
Dude, are you a fucking flat earther in disguise?
No, I'm just it's quoting.
The CIA sent you, huh?
Maybe.
But you talked about curriculum. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, I mean at the end of the day, education's a business. I mean, the state runs it as a business. The kids got to go through the doors. They got to show up. They got to be present. Thus, you have like truant officers and shit like that. And if they're not present, then there's not as much money going into the school.
Yeah, but that's also related in test scores.
Yeah, so they got to teach them how to take a test, not to teach them that the earth is round.
So maybe they should put on the test,
the earth is round.
The earth fucking round?
That would be a good start, but that doesn't happen.
It's
why not?
But like,
what mean?
They ask a bunch of other questions that don't mean anything. I guess standardized test, if you're thinking about testing a kid, you can't just give them a standard test. It's the same test for everybody else, and you're going to think that everybody learned the same way at the same time.
Right.
That doesn't happen. But you give all these kids every year these stupid tests that mean nothing to the kids.
Yeah, I hated those tests.
And the kids hated them, and the teachers hated them.
Okay.
And the school districts hate them because they have to manage them, they have to count them, they have to make sure they're filled out right. Literally, while I was teaching, we had to give these stupid tests to these kids, and then we had to go back through the test to make sure that the bubbles were filled in the correct way.
No hanging chads.
Exactly. And all I could think of is, why are we doing this? This is stupid.
Yeah.
The test is what it is. If the kid filled it out wrong, well, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
Why are we going back over and even attempting to correct something that was done incorrectly?
Because we're trying to gauge, right?
But is it a... It's a horrible gauge to begin with.
Yeah, it's not even an accurate gauge.
What are we doing? We're just getting maybe a 0.5% more accurate, even though it's wildly inaccurate.
So how should kids be taught then?
Kids should always be taught at their speed, at their level.
Or how should we find out what a kid knows?
That you may not ever know.
See, but like me personally, and I'm not making myself an example, but like I perform at the level that's created for me. Like, I'm not going to excel at anything if someone doesn't create that plateau.
Okay.
I just won't. I'll just, like, go do other shit.
But education is a plateau type of situation. You reach different plateaus. And people learn when they're not in school. People learn when they're out of school, after college. People are learning all the time. Actually, they do more of their learning outside of school than they do inside of school.
So, I would agree.
Like, that's if you have active parents.
No,
remember, there's a lot of shit parents that have kids.
Contingent on what do you mean by learnings? I mean, like...
You're talking about life experience?
Like street smart learning, yeah. That kind of wisdom.
Exactly. You can't teach that shit in schools.
I feel like...
You do on the blacktop.
My kids are...
fucking lunch. I'll see you there, bitch.
My kids are... So I got a first grader, and then I got junior high kids. And, like, I can see the quality of things taught. Like...
Geometry.
Like math. Yeah. Like, you actually learned, like, concepts. And then I like history, so when they come back, like, oh, Dad, did you know? And then, like, Desi right now is learning to read. Like, that's fucking dope. And I don't know if I could ever teach him that. I can work with what he comes home.
Let's talk about that for a second. So let's say your kid is learning to read.
Yeah.
All right? Well, think about a learner in school, and this is a learner they have in school, so he or she will learn in school. And then when they get home, they do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
They work with a parent. But then they don't want to do any more of that. They want to do something else.
Yeah.
Well,
preferably entertaining.
Right. They'll play video games. Well, that's every kid. There's going to be a kid that will only do the minimum. There are some kids that won't do anything. And then there are some kids who take that learning and then expand on it. So now they're not only reading that book, but they're reading some other things in the house. And they're noticing other words. And they're trying to figure out, well, wait a minute, what are those words on the TV? They're expanding themselves, not just because a teacher told them to.
Yeah, and those are the kids that the other kids end up working for. But remember you said one kid performs at the minimum?
Right.
Someone has to establish that minimum.
Well, the kid usually establishes their own minimum because they want to play video games instead of read a book.
Those kids, we should let die, right?
Like, we should just let Darwin just take its course.
Well, we have to have warehouse workers and people who dig holes.
Are you seeing... Nine. You like and I'm the fucking hole digger, asshole.
That's how this
I dig out. The shit out some holes, dude. I'm a digging some bitch, dude. But that's because my son taught me perspective. Because one day, it was like 105 degrees, 100% humidity in Arkansas.
Right.
And because I'm an asshole, and the kid who worked for me was a piece of shit, he walked out on me. Left me to do that job that day because he thought I was going to need him. Ah, you got the wrong motherfucker. So I went out with my three-year-old son and dug like 16 holes and put up 16 directional signs for a church.
Nice.
Took all day, sweaty as fuck, like just livid. I was already mad, and then I had to do pretty much his job.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Benny and I get in the truck, and he was like playing with the screwdriver, stabbing the hole, like trying to help out, you know, three-year-old. Yeah. And gets in the truck and he's like, Dad, that was so awesome. And I was like, what? Like, what was so
part
awesome?
Of that was great?
And he looks at me and he's like, Dad, we dig for work. We got to dig holes all day and then the guy gave you money. And I was like, you know what, dude? Like, you're fucking right. You know what I mean? Like, the dude who paid me runs a church. You know how fucking hard it is to come up with an hour every week? Like
of some bullshit
and put up with the criticism every week, no matter what you do, you're gonna get criticized.
And
for.
You know, you want to touch the boys.
So I can see perspective,
but like other people have like, oh, we were talking about it today. Like some people wake up, go to work all day miserable,
hate yeah. their job,
like and yeah, work with that. Shitty people.
Yeah, I did.
And
that.
Have a mean fucking yeah. Like I know that like a lot of people are trapped and they think that they can't get out of that.
They think they're trapped.
But I think you could at least move laterally. Like you don't have to move up, but like go do something somewhere else similar.
Like you said, in regards to the hole digging, it just requires some perspective. Like, okay, let's say like I had that really shitty ass job at a desk, 8 hours a day, hated where I was, hated who I was working with, hated my monotonous life, same shit every single day. And I took some perspective of just like, you know what? I don't fucking want to do this, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So at that point, taking myself out of the situation and realizing that what I was working for was to make money and to make money to spend on things just to continue living, mm-hmm. which was that vicious cycle that yeah. you're stuck in. You can just get off the carousel, but you have to realize in doing so, you're going to take a few steps back in regard to like, life.
Yeah.
You're not going to live in as nice of an apartment, as nice of a car, as nice of a whatever.
And that,
you're sacrificing all of that, but in order to do so, you get that perspective of like, well, at least I don't fucking hate my life every day.
But that can be a real problem if you got three kids.
Yes, absolutely. So it really is dependent on what
it is. And
then
also, if you have like some sort of social anxiety, like a long time ago, someone told me, like I was trying to give advice and it was like stupid, simple advice, like just get out of that situation. And then like, my homeboy grabbed me by the shoulders. He's like, shit works out for you. It doesn't for everybody else. So I'm thinking like, yeah, just go apply for another. Don't like try to move up in the world maybe, but get out of that negative energy situation. But also some people can't fucking interview at all.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I mean? Yeah. Because people will hire you for amazing jobs if you go apply yourself, wear a tie or wear a dress, whatever you're going to wear.
Learn the rules of the game.
There's jobs out there available for people who are going to do amazing things. But I've interviewed people. Nobody wants to work.
Yeah, like from business owners that I speak
to. Goddamn millennials.
The market's fucking terrible. And then like I talk to single women too. And they're like, dude, like I just wanted me to do with the job or has his own car or doesn't like live with, like, I'm like, dude, the fucking pool out there sucks right now.
We did okay.
Yeah.
Or where I've tried to help friends and I said, look, there's a job opportunity because I found out, oh, they like to do this kind of work. That job is available. That job is actually available.
Yeah.
So you could go to these businesses and interview with them and see what they say because they're wanting to hire people. I know they are. And they don't even bother because they think it's a way above them. They don't think that they can achieve that. They don't even have that in their mindset.
Yeah, but then they can't if that is like a huge handicap in that
right.
sense.
And so that goes back to what you were saying. Their anxiety won't let them leave their comfort zone.
I think you told me one time, Julian, like, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. Yeah. I know that's like older, but I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
One time.
At some point in time, you just got to fucking try. I mean,
I think it goes
facts. If you go back to the learning thing with those types of people that enjoy learning or hate learning or what have you, those who just have the initiative of being generally curious and wanting to learn more and are then applying yourself to learn more, whether it be learning what that new word is or learning a new task or learning how to interview well. But you have to take the initiative. You have to go out of your comfort zone, out of that anxiety place, and say, yeah, this is going to suck, but I'm going to figure it out.
Why do we breed everything in the world except people? Like that kid you just described, we need his nuts. Like we need to make more of that kid.
I am. March 2019, coming soon.
Like I always, like the nicest guys I know don't have kids. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
We need you.
I have kids. Like my kids are about to wreck shop. They need that counterbalance. Like we need good people to have kids.
But going back to the education and the job thing.
And we do need to talk about teachers' responsibility. Sorry, go ahead.
So I know business owners who have probably done terrible in school because they can't read, they can't write.
Yeah.
But they own their own business and they do amazing at it because that's what they know.
Yeah.
Somehow the universe connected with them and they got into a business that they are good at and they built a huge business. They can't fucking run it.
Yeah.
But they know all the little parts of to make it grow. And so they've got people, accountants and bookkeepers and people who answer phones. He's got all of that. So those are the people that are making his business run. But he's this, that, and the other. Business is going.
Another friend of mine who you would think is dumb, but he went from nothing to millions. And it's just like, I try to spend as much time as I can with him because there's something to fucking learn. He knows something I don't know.
Right.
Like, he did it. He figured it out somehow. He pulled it off.
Yeah.
And yeah, that lines up with like fortune and opportunity and chance, like all those things. But like, if you don't recognize the moment and you don't have the talent, skill, or ability to make it happen, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, like that guy, the guy that owns his own business, he's a multimillionaire. And he got there being stupid, but he knew...
Like a fox.
One thing. He knew that thing. And how do you get people... That student who doesn't want to learn, goes through high school, finishing high school, and doesn't really apply himself, but then gets out in the job market and then finds... How lucky is that if you can find that thing?
That's kind of what I stumbled on. I mean, I wasn't the greatest student. I fucking hated school. But I love learning. That's the funny thing is I love learning. I love education. I love being able to educate myself on numerous topics. I love the news. I love current events. All that shit. But I fucking hated school because it was just so monotonous and the fucking standardized testing. That's what school felt like. And I fucking hated it. So when I got out, and I was like, oh, cool. I want to go to like, you know, university, college. And I got into community college and I realized just fucking more of the same.
It's the same thing.
And then I was like, I'm out, man. So I don't really go to school anymore. I feel like I need to go just to get what I need to get.
I'm big on tests.
But fuck it.
And like, I know you're fucking way smarter than me. But like, as a parent.
Good job, Damon.
Like, I'm big on tests. I want to know where my kid lands. And like, how much I need to motivate them or where they're slacking. Like, I don't really understand why everybody has a problem with the part where we figure out what you know. I want every fucking doctor that ever touches me to have passed some pretty intense tests. I want every fucking pilot that flies me. I want every prostitute that fucks me. I want everybody to have...
Within their field.
Yeah.
Within their field.
But if you can't pass elementary school, your field is warehouse. Or art. Maybe you pull off some sort of... Like, maybe you'd be a comic. Maybe you'd be a painter, a dancer, a singer. Like, that... Shout is on its level. Own thing. And unfortunately, like I've said a million times on the show, I think there's a direct correlation.
Politics. You can become a politician.
Oh, yeah. I think you have to do well in school, right?
No, you don't.
You can't be a Muslim.
There's politicians right now that don't have a high school education.
Yeah, they're like 80, though.
No.
Not the new ones.
No, not true.
What the fuck was I talking about?
You were talking about accountability. And your son, how do you get that?
No, well, like, I need to know where they gauge. And, like, I want everybody who performs a responsibility that affects other people's lives in society to have passed a test that we all deem, like, it qualifies them.
Yeah, for their particular trade.
Yeah.
So, like, I think trade schools are fantastic.
Oh, I know what I was saying. I was saying that the level of shit music right now is because we killed the music program 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, our kids, yeah, you didn't have to be in music, but you're not even educated on what quality music is.
Yeah. You know, that's
bad.
But, there you go.
Yeah.
But you want your kid to you want some sort of test, or how do you want your teacher to be attested? You were saying something about that, right? You want your teacher to have some sort of
how do you test authentic? Their efficacy in being a teacher?
Teacher's ethics?
No, efficacy is if they're being effective.
Oh, that's rough. because like I was a shit kid. I always did great in tests. I actually worked out in high school. Most of my teachers that like, I tell you what, I won't come to class and interrupt your process. I'll just come during test time, and you honestly grade me. And that's how I did junior and senior year. Because if not, I was going to be bored and interrupting and a pain in the ass.
That's fair. I had the same thing just recently in one of my community college classes.
That's how it was, a speech class,
and I was like, this is fucking stupid. And she's like, you can step outside. I'm like, okay, I'll come back when your stupid shit is done. I'll come back, ace this bitch, and we'll call it a day. And I totally did. And it was like...
You probably came off like a real asshole.
I was a total asshole because
it
was
High five!
Thank you. Hey.
Coming out, man.
But only because I was able to identify the issues with the way that she was conducting her course and how, again, it was not effective for someone on my grade level. There was other people in the class that were like struggling and they were developing. They were genuinely learning. Good for them. I should not be in this class right now. I'm just simply here for the credit. So just give me the credit. We'll call it a day.
Yeah, I paid.
Exactly. Well, yeah. you were probably needing the third or fourth class past that one.
Yeah, but so I had to go through the process.
But that one's not at Mount Sac.
That was at Mount Sac.
No, the third or fourth class.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm at university level.
So
I'm just fucking at community college because I fucking hate homework and tests and all that stupid shit.
Who bears responsibility for something such as the epidemic of flat earth?
Who bears the responsibility? I think it's an overall. Everyone has a part in it. Definitely parents for not staying involved, not being educated themselves, and not identifying the value in a curious household.
What about tolerance?
And do you think it's the kids that are believing in the flat earth, or is it the adults?
It's both, but mostly kids right now. Like, there's a high percentage of kids that think there's a possibility that the earth is flat. And it's because stupid-ass celebrities...
I think stupid adults who have learned to utilize social media, who have learned to utilize Photoshop, who have learned to utilize...
For marketing.
Adobe Premiere.
Well, don't discount the fact that some kids want to believe something just to drive their parents insane.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah. So,
like,
then...
Like punk rock music.
But, like...
It's horrible.
No, it's great. But, so that kid... Like, we kill him, right?
No. You just... Let him go. What are you going to do?
Or just put him out in the woods and they...
What do we care that they believe in the flat earth? Let them believe in the flat earth.
So like,
because they're spreading the disease
of
ignorance.
Yeah, but the people who have the real jobs are not going to listen to that.
No, but we're looking forward.
Ignorance will spread, though.
Yeah, but not only that, but the willingness to accept something so obvious.
Once they turn on the Discovery Channel and watch a little moon...
Nah, dude, that's government, bro.
Which side are you on?
I'm telling you there's a problem and you guys are saying it's not real.
I'm saying it's real. It's a real problem.
I think there's going to be dire consequences from these fucking little shits.
I think
and just like you said, if it is an attitude thing, like that's your job as a father to break that fucking attitude before that kid goes out in the street. Like if your kid is flat earth just to piss you off, like,
well,
that's a shit kid.
I would presume as a parent, I would be able to identify if they're doing it just to annoy me or if they genuinely believe in something, at which point you react accordingly.
Well, it's hard to say because there are people out there who have educations and even watch the Discovery Channel but still think the moon phases are caused by the Earth's shadow. That's true.
I don't fucking know enough. I'm not going to...
And you know what? Like,
I need to check Wikipedia on that.
Conspiracy theories are fun.
Okay. But,
like, you're not going to spend an hour on YouTube and then think you know, like, the shape of the world. And it's contradictive of everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, if your entire source is YouTube links, which I've seen done.
But I also don't know if we landed on the moon.
Discount.
On the moon.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
My favorite conspiracy.
Either you believe in or believe it's stupid.
What's
your favorite?
Well, flat earth really gets to me because it's a measure of stupidity. Like, if someone's a flat earther in front of me,
right,
I insult the fuck out of them and never trust them with anything.
Okay, fair.
Like, I've told my kids, like, you hang out with flat earthers the way you hang out with cops. We fucking don't.
Can you put the flat earthers in the same category as the people who wear the Make America Great hats and the people who believe that global warming is false?
No.
Yeah, not immediately.
Because the earth is obviously flat. And there are good people on both sides, Andy. Like, there are legitimate Trump fans I just think they're hard-headed. Or they might be doing it to annoy us, just like you said.
Right. Xavier, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Xavier is way too ethnic for him.
Okay.
I used to have... Joseph. Yeah, I used to have a favorite one, and that was the Kennedy assassination. I used to believe that there's no way that one person acted alone. And here's how I know this. Because when I believed that he acted... that Lee Harvey Oswald was not the person who actually killed Kennedy. I thought it was a conspiracy amongst other people. But the Warren Commission said, no, it was only that one guy. Ooh. And the reason I thought that was when I was in the museum in Dallas, I was reading the Warren Report. And on the Warren Report, believe it or not, the guy who did the autopsy for the President of the United States,
yep.
He was told after he did the autopsy, you have to redo the autopsy because your notes are covered in blood. That was the official reason in the Warren Report. Dead people don't bleed. You're going to do an autopsy. You're a doctor. You're doing an autopsy on the President of the United States and you're going to get blood all over your notes? I don't think so. That didn't happen.
You think he was fucking him?
I don't know what happened, but he had to redo his notes by memory after the event.
Yeah, but just like you said, you did an autopsy on the President. It shouldn't be that hard to remember what the fuck happened.
But was it his memory or somebody else's memory?
Oh, are you saying he just didn't write down his notes again?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And that the bullet that linked Lee Harvey Oswald to the bullet that killed Kennedy was an unspent cartridge in the gurney that Kennedy was in. That was what linked it. But there's no way an unspent cartridge could have ended up on the gurney.
Interesting.
Anyway, someone would have to be next to Kennedy with it.
Right. So anyway, I used to believe that, but then recently they figured out, no, that first bullet, because the first bullet was the one that nobody could figure out. Nobody knew for dozens and dozens of years that the first bullet was actually the kill shot that was supposed to be right below where Lee Harvey Oswald was in that sixth floor museum. That car went right underneath him, and everybody couldn't figure out, well, why didn't he kill him then? Why did he wait until he was 200 yards away? Because he did shoot him right there. But the bullet hit a sign and it ricocheted off.
Don't fucking hit me, man.
And they didn't know that until recently. So now I believe, okay, maybe he
did. Why would they hear a gunshot, though, and not gas it?
That was the thing. They heard the gunshot. They never found the bullet. They never found out where the bullet hit. Nobody was ever hit by the bullet. And if you're right above them, that's an easy kill shot.
Yeah.
And there was like, there's no way. If he can hit him from 200 yards, he should have been able to hit him from 40 yards.
So you still believe that JFK was assassinated as a conspiracy, or
no,
it was Lee Harvey?
Now I'm back to the fact that he was acting alone. Okay. That he did do it by himself because they figured out.
But what about like the trips to Mexico and Cuba and...
What about that?
Well, he went to meet Russians in Mexico and Cuba.
Well, I believe if JFK was going to survive... He would have gotten us out of Vietnam and gotten us through Cuba and probably been... We wouldn't have had the Cold War if it were...
He probably would have made us all Catholic and we'd have to go to church.
Well, no, that wasn't going to happen.
And I will say, maybe, like...
Would we all get to fuck Marilyn Monroe? Would that be the thing? Because I would have been...
One at can once? Only hope.
Like in one room? Like as a party?
Tag me in, bro!
Would have been the first gangbang of all time.
Till Courtney Cox.
So ultimately, it's going
to... Oh, no, Courtney.
So with the spread of these conspiracies, I mean, who ultimately bears responsibility?
I don't think any teacher of like whatever, when you did the solar system, what grade is that?
Second grade and seventh.
Okay.
And eighth grade.
If you don't know that the Earth's round, you don't pass. And then ask them again in the fifth grade. And for those little assholes that are just trying to annoy you, ask them again in the eighth grade. At any moment, like, I don't give a fuck if you call it brainwashing, if it's the right thing. Like, you know, we're competing on a global level now.
I mean, what is learning if not brainwashing in the sense of enhancing your knowledge in a particular direction?
But it's also finding truth.
But it's problem solving. It's, what's it called when you think hard?
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
Welcome.
See that? See what I did there? So, like, you're teaching them other things than just shapes.
Yeah.
But, like, if you can't take, like, when someone says, like, how could you prove the Earth's flat? Like, motherfucker, go on an airplane. Like, there's plenty of ways to see that the Earth is not flat.
I'm looking forward to commercialized space travel, so then when we can actually get to the moon, and then we're looking at him like, oh yeah, it is round.
And not only
but what if it's flat when we get there? Everybody's going to yell at me.
Not only get to the moon, but if we get that commercial space travel, you'll be able to travel to Europe in like 20 minutes.
Fantastic. Thank God, because those in-flight meals are horrible.
With all that being said, I will say I never believe the government's description of why any significant historical event has happened. So, like, I'm not big on... So, I accept conspiracy theories in the sense that we disagree with what motivated the attack.
Yeah.
But I believe, for the most part, those attacks happen. Like, people who think Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for you to think that. But tread lightly, because someone lost their kid. And if you don't believe them, you don't believe them. But be respectful of that level of pain and suffering. You know what I mean? So, like...
Wait, so you're saying it's okay for that person to be like, it didn't happen?
Yeah, if you want to believe that they're crisis actors and that it was fake so that we would regulate guns better, that's fine that you think that.
Really?
But don't go knocking on someone's door asking for a death certificate.
See, that's the thing. I on both accounts. As far as decorum, absolutely, you got to be respectful at all times when there's a loss of life, especially in children. However, fuck that guy. If they're unable to accept the fact that a tragedy that happened... happened, if they're unable to accept that, no. You need to redo life.
I'm not saying I would hang out with him, but him believing that doesn't fucking bother me at all.
Yeah, but at the same time, ignorance is a disease that will spread, and it needs to be addressed in some form or fashion, whether it be, I don't know. I mean, there's so many fucking options as far as like ensuring that knowledge is knowledge and not partisan to any particular perspective.
Yeah, that's impossible, bro.
I know, but I'm saying
that was about the stupidest thing you ever said.
I know. God damn, I wish.
Sound like my dad giving
me advice. No, that sounded pretty good. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, okay,
you dropping that knowledge. You're okay with the intent to push someone to learn what you want them to learn.
But part of our society
to see truth.
But right, part of our society is to teach others. Even if you're not a teacher, you need to point out to somebody, dude, you're wrong.
You gotta put some pants on, bro. Seriously, like, you can't just walk around the street without some pants. You gotta put some pants on. You gotta share that knowledge. That's what you gotta do. You just gotta tell people what is expected as far as what is okay within our societal communal living.
We all need to be comfortable with the fact that you can go tell somebody, hey, you're doing that wrong.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time as well.
Ask Frankie.
Joseph, it's true.
Hey, so, man, you're fucking up.
I mean, so those conversations have to be able to be taking place, which is, again, why we started this podcast, is to be able to have those conversations. And how do you approach someone and say, hey, you're wrong, and this is why. And not because you're wrong, my opinion perspective outweighs your opinion perspective. I'm just saying, no, the sky is blue. That is fact. And you have to accept that as scientific fact.
The great thing that can happen when that happens is that all of a sudden you get to hear his point or her point of view. That person may come back and say, oh, but I believe that because of this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can actually have a dialogue. Now we're cooking.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's what brings about new ideas, new potential ways of life. I mean,
because maybe both of you will get to the end of the conversation and you'll realize, wait a minute, we've got questions now. Yeah. We got to find an expert in this, whatever it is we're talking about, and go find it out. Guess what? Google will point you in the wrong direction. No, see,
but if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're not going to take Google. You take YouTube.
So, and all of those websites, they're just written all together. They're all controlled by one entity.
Why not? Why is that so unbelievable? I don't believe Disney. In most conspiracy theories, but why is that so hard? Why is that so not?
That's not happening.
Why not?
Wikipedia's only job is to be fair and unbiased and to have things that people agree with.
Bullshit. I can go edit a Wikipedia right now.
You can, but then it'll get unedited at some other point.
Yeah, but I already gave it AIDS.
No, but I was way ahead of the game.
I don't think that's that hard to do in the world that we live in. Like, I don't think it's that hard.
If you're talking about important issues, though, why would you only look at Wikipedia?
Oh, no, I'm not the dipshit we're talking about.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Judges? We didn't. Judges?
Nobody mentioned charm. Sense of humor. So it's teachers' fault to them, right? We all agree? Fucking teachers?
Well,
I think there's partial responsibility.
Let me ask you this question. You're about to be a father.
Yeah.
Your mother's a father. If, what would your child
I'm no have doctor,
to come but... home believing before you were like, all right, we're going to the fucking school tomorrow?
Oh, that happens all the time.
Like, what was one that your child believed that you're like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, good. What's one?
Okay.
Native Americans were voluntarily displaced.
No, this was first grade. I remember this very clearly. All right? So he came home and he has two names, but we took the initials of both those names and called him those two letters instead of a name.
Like JJ. FBI.
Right. So when he wrote his name out, the whole name, he didn't capitalize the second letter in his
second name.
Two initials. Name. So he's got two letters in his name. The second letter was lowercase. And so I said, oh, wait a minute. See, the reason is that you've got one name and another name. Both get capitals. And then when you get rid of the name and just call you the two letters, you have both capitals.
Yeah. Yep.
And he says, no, you're wrong. He told me I was wrong.
You hit him, right?
He told me I was wrong. He says, no, my teacher told me this, and this is what my teacher told me, that the second letter in a name is not capitalized.
You're the father in this situation. The teacher was,
right.
Gotcha.
And so I'm nervous, and I'm like, I know he's wrong, but I'm not going to argue with him because it's about his teacher. So I go to his teacher with him, and I say, hey, this is confusing. Oh, she brings him over to the board. Does the same fucking lesson. You have two names, and they're both capitalized. You'd get rid of those. You only call you two letters, and they're both capitalized. He does this. Oh, now it makes sense. I told you the same fucking thing, kid. And you believe... Anyway.
You're lucky that teacher didn't tell him to kill you.
He would have done it.
It was impressionable,
but see,
young lad.
He was absolutely sure that's what his teacher said.
Yeah, like... You tolerated that that evening.
Well, yeah, but that took some time.
Maybe because my kids are as rash as me. When they tell me something that I know is like ADC, I'm like, no, you're doing it wrong.
But it doesn't have to be something as simple as a name. It could be something like, I don't know.
Like the wrist flap.
Or something a lot more complicated, like a algebra equation.
Oh, yeah, then you can talk to your mom about
that. Have you seen that equation that goes around? It's a meme where they take out the parentheses or...
Yeah.
What's the order of operations?
The order of operations.
And everyone has different answers and shit. It's pretty funny.
I can't. No. I didn't do that shit back then. I was on football.
So you're right. I think the responsibility of education is the teachers, the parents, the uncles, aunts, everybody in the family, brothers, sisters, younger brothers, younger sisters. They all have something to contribute to somebody's life to help them grow and to be educated.
We need to filter hard-headed kids, and I would have been one. Into a direction of
would have been one.
Art? Yeah, I would have been one of those kids.
You're like, one of those kids now.
Man, shut the fuck up. I'm talking. damn. It's like fucking being on a show with a 3-year-old. No, like, filter those kids into art? Like, opportunities to learn other things?
Art, music.
Or
art,
concentration like camps? And just keep them away from the kids
doing shit. Can we change the concentration camps to vocational training?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay with that. Yeah, I would love to.
Career college.
Yeah, American Career College?
I don't disrespect America.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think if
the flag had a dick,
if you're
I know a couple guys who would suck it.
If you're capable of producing any type of intelligent thought, intelligence meaning you're capable of deciding whether or not to cross the street when a car is coming, you have some type of intelligence. Most of the time. But point being is if you have any type of ability to produce an intelligent thought, you bear some responsibility in what is being taught in life, in the world. So if like you said, you know, cousins, uncles, older brothers, sisters, what have you, you should always want to and strive for the correct answer, the truthful answer. And if there's not an agreement of that particular answer, then being able to conduct a dialogue where you can determine what the best course of action in determining what the answer is.
How are you going to investigate it? Where are you going to find the answer?
Yeah. And I think that's the problem is there's, like you said, you go to www.imright.com and like, well, there's the source. I'm right, clearly. And that's what the fucking problem is with the world today is that everyone's like so hell bent on being right and being the correct one that I am right. You are wrong. So you should listen to me. I'm that.
But all on matters of opinion, too.
But like you're right, because history books are written by the winners.
You don't say that often. Can you say it again? What'd you say right now?
History books.
No, before that.
You're right.
Yeah, that part. Thanks.
That's right. It doesn't happen very often.
Give me the butterflies.
We call
think I have a boner.
We call that war we did in 1776. Do you remember that war was called?
Yeah, independence? Or revolution?
Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And independence. I heard two of those words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Guess what the textbooks in Great Britain call that war?
Oh, fuck. We lost.
The conflict? Vietnam?
The American Insurrection.
Well, that's true.
Exactly.
It was. Yeah.
It's absolutely true, but from a different point of view. Well, who's right?
Okay, so history is written by the conqueror.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
Right.
So, fuck them.
Let's beat them again.
Let's do this shit again.
Fucking fix all their textbooks.
And your island.
The problem is our textbooks are so retarded, we don't even know how to fix their textbooks.
Yeah, it's true. Damn it.
Well, but even textbooks in different states will say different things. There's textbooks around in Texas.
I went to high school in Arkansas. Those textbooks didn't have commas, periods, apostrophes, none of that shit.
Words
it was
that
just one
matter.
Long soliloquy.
But, I mean,
you know what the slogan in Arkansas is? It's thank God for Mississippi.
We're not in last place. So on the topic of general knowledge and what should be accepted and what should be developed as far as conversations go, my recent love as of late for our show is the topic of unwritten laws, because those are not taught in any shape, way, or form. They're just expected amongst society. So today I wanted to review one of these unwritten laws, one of my favorite segments, to be or not to be an unwritten law. And today's unwritten law is when you're coming home late at night, you need to be quiet for the person who's sleeping. It's an unwritten law. Like, you just have to, out of respect, you shouldn't come through and just start living your own life. It's an amount of courtesy.
Yeah.
Should that be an unwritten law? You have to be quiet when entering.
I think if you...
Even if it's your own house and you have someone who's like a friend of a friend pass out on your couch.
Well, but karma's a bitch. If you're noisy when you're coming home late, then somebody's going to be fucking noisy when you're trying to sleep in the morning.
Yeah.
That makes you sound
That's good. Why I just don't sleep. No, so like, I used to think that everything woke Nat up. Like that she slept like, people that don't sleep deep, you know? And then I realized when I stopped drinking, oh no, my drunk ass was having trouble plugging my charger in, threw my keys on the... I was like, motherfucker, I came in like a tornado, but I thought I was quiet.
Oh.
But now that I come home late and sober, I just go to bed and she didn't even fucking know.
Well, same.
Also, she probably gave up caring, right?
Probably. Same situation. I came home the other night and Daisy was totally passed out. And out of courtesy, I was like, okay, I should probably be really quiet, you know, let her sleep. And I was just really quiet. But then I start making noises accidentally, and I would like check. I'm like, oh, is she okay? She sleep?
Making it worse.
And I was like, she didn't notice. Okay, well, that's the decibel that I can get away with.
That's so I would, like a hit.
Yeah, yeah. So now I would play with it, and I would go a little bit further and go a little bit further.
Oh, now you're stressed.
Anal.
Slid it right in. And I realized she's totally passed the fuck out. And I just started living my life, man. I was slamming the microwave. I was going through drawers.
She wasn't even home. Room.
There were pillows stacked up where she, where you thought she was. Then
with
then,
the tape recorder of her snoring.
Yeah. And then you're just getting into bed nice and quiet and you hear the door open.
What about when people want to make noise because they're upset? They're like slamming the cabinets, throwing their cup down all hard.
And they're huffing and puffing because they're upset about something?
Yeah, I love when those people like jam their toe or something.
the almighty pinky toe, as soon as you jam that into a furniture.
Or how about
furniture.
This? There was a time that there was a girl I was dating, stayed the night at my house. I had gone out, came back to my house. It was my house and my house alone.
Yeah.
And we were having a party. And she came out and she was like, excuse me. And I said, I heard it's a lot quieter at your fucking house. I'm like, at no point do you ever think you own this shit.
Yeah, so I mean that's the unwritten law. I mean, if you see someone sleeping or resting, wherever they are, you just have to be a little bit more quieter. At a bus stop, you see like a homeless person, they're just taking a nap. Am I obligated to be a little bit more quieter to let them sleep? For whatever reason, they're sleeping. Should I have to be, or should I, like?
I think it's a courtesy that if you see somebody sleeping. First of all, if it's somebody I know and I know they got to be working 10 minutes, I'm probably going to be noisy and wake them up. But if I know they just got in, I'm going to let them sleep. And if it's a bum, I don't know who it is, then I'm going to let them sleep. It's not my job to wake them up.
Yeah.
Why am I going to be noisy? You don't care, though. You'll wake them up.
No, I'm not. I think sleep's very important. Like, my kids had never had a bedtime until I came in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking hate it at first. But, like, they walk around with shitty attitudes all day, starting problems. I'm like, all it is you didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Like, let's start there. So, like, I got a strict bedtime. Did it for a year. Fucking grades went up. Attitudes got better. Like, it's simple. Like, if you don't put gas in the car, it's not going to fucking drive, dude. Sleep, right. Especially at a developing age.
I should probably start sleeping.
What's the next unwritten law?
Well, that's the one. So we just cover each one, because now we just have about another 10 minutes. But the last 10 minutes I want to dedicate to fucking Apu. Apu's being written off The Simpsons, man. I'm fucking pissed.
Why is he being written off The Simpsons?
So there was a recent documentary that just came out, because it's recent. Mm-hmm. recent documentary just came out that was from the perspective of Indian Americans who felt that Apu from The Simpsons was a caricature that was offensive. So due to this wave of new perspective about Apu, the response initially for The Simpsons were just like, hey, this is what we wrote a long time ago.
I was going to say, wait, yeah. let me get this straight. So we're upset about a character that's been on TV for 30 years.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it all right.
Doesn't make it okay.
But
I watched.
On a show that makes fun of
everybody.
Everything, everybody, every religion, every concept, every...
That's true.
I mean, what about the police? The police, what is it? What's his name?
Oh, Wiggums.
Well, that's the only accurate Chief description.
Wiggums. That's the only factual.
The overweight, donut-eating, lazy cop. That's
the one I know.
That's about right now, yeah.
He arrested me last month.
Okay, what about the bus driver, the stoned-up bus driver?
That's how he got to school.
All right. I'm just checking.
Fucking, we all knew an auto.
No, but like, this is what trips me out about most liberal movements right now. You're getting rid of the representation. That show now is almost all white, except for the Mexican being
the bumblebee.
Mexican bumblebee and Mike Tyson's rare appearance. Like, that was a brown character in the show.
Well, you have Lenny.
Now you have
Lenny and Carl.
Oh yeah,
the black coworker.
When are they gonna come out gay?
I don't know.
When are we,
Johnny?
In 10 minutes after the podcast.
Accurate. I mean, I feel like it's just not the right. I mean, for a satire show to play satire, but they've always played Apu. I mean, as a minority and seeing minority being caricatured. Relatively, I thought the way they played Apu was funny.
But also, there were many episodes where they showed how hard a worker he was, like his ethic and what he did
for
his family.
He runs his own business.
He supports
his family.
And see, I never saw him as a minority. I always saw him as the guy that worked at the convenience store.
That's because you're white. You don't see minorities.
You don't see colors.
Because you're not racist and you're not a race.
It was just a guy, thank you very much. And that's all he would say.
I apologize to our audience.
Let me get...
Because I quoted a poo?
No, because you did it in his tone.
Yeah, for John here, I'm sorry, man. This is
much. Let me hear you quote a rapper. Don't do it. I'm just kidding.
Thank you very much.
I think it was not the right way to go. I mean, it's really sad. I mean,
well,
again,
I
for a satire show, it's not the right way to go.
And they need to stop fucking caving. Like, don't watch the show then.
I mean, that's what they did initially.
But
that's what
was
they did initially.
I highly doubt it was the people on the show that wanted the change.
I agree. Definitely the networks. The networks are little bitches now. It's ABC, man. ABC they cave all the fucking time.
But like...
Well, like when South Park did the episode about Scientology, it didn't air but one time because...
It was a bad episode.
Scientologists went absolutely berserk, and Tom Cruise threw his weight in and got that show off the air.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't, like... There's got to be more behind that because South Park was the biggest revenue generator. There's no Tom Cruise movies on Comedy Central unless it's network based.
But it's owned by media giants.
I thought my way through that as I was saying it.
You figured yourself out.
Yeah, you ever get
self-learning?
You ever
self-learning going on right here?
Too many bowls in the bowl drawer. You don't know how to find your way out of a statement.
Bull in the china shop.
Nah.
Same.
Science. So.
So I think Apu should have stayed. He should have stayed. I mean, there's a fine line.
I think they should replace him with a more offensive character.
Like what?
Fuck. You want me to start?
Yep.
Don't get me started. How much time we got?
We got 5 minutes.
How about
Rusty Bruce Willis?
How about no?
A black Roseanne.
How about
a white Oprah? Gay Michael Jordan. A transvestite Dennis Rodman.
A common sense president.
I was just going to say his name, Donald Trump.
that in itself is a character.
They should replace.
Did you see the recent video? He couldn't fucking close the umbrella, so he just left it on the fucking
stairs. Boss move, dude. I don't like Donald Trump, but that's billionaire shit. Like, I'll get a new one.
I mean,
this one doesn't close. This is probably the most expensive
umbrella. How are you going to be the representative of the people and not know how to close a fucking umbrella?
What people? The umbrella people? We live in Southern California. When's the last time you had an umbrella?
It's in my car.
He's a billionaire. He probably never closed an umbrella in his life.
Yeah. He just
probably didn't know how to do it. He thinks you need ID to go to the store.
Yeah. We need to change the subject.
Why?
We got 5 minutes.
No, Trump? Let's go.
Trump?
Rest I don't want to talk Willis? About him. Oh, yeah. You were warned to stay away from politics.
No, I wasn't.
You said, stay away from the P word that ends with politics. She said she'd rather hear you talk about all the dicks.
Keep them coming. Not much difference
this between dude, that. This dude, he orders gay food, right? Yeah. Like a vegetarian omelet with a side of tomatoes.
Oh.
So fucking embarrassing. I put my shirt over my face when they bring the food. And I put my hat down real low. Then he goes, dude, you're going to be so, so embarrassed by me. Last night, I ate so gay. I was like, would you have like 19 inches of dick? It was like, nah, dude. I had this fish. I was like, well, that's a good start. Fish is like vagina. Like, yep. You had fish. All right, that's not gay. That's pretty straight.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Yeah.
He was like, it was macadamia nut crusted fish. I was like, what kind of crusted? He was like, macadamia. I was like, macadamia what? He was like, nut crusted fish. Fuck! I was like, yeah, that's probably the second gayest thing you ever put in your mouth.
Oh, man.
I just have so much fun pointing out gay things. Gay is awesome, dude. Gay dudes got it figured out.
Gay dudes got figured out.
That's why they're so much fucking happier than us. Because they're like, they play video games with their best friend. Their best friend blows them. And then they fucking go out.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Dude, that's how it works.
Is it?
Yeah. I have.
You think every gay relationship is like that?
Nah. Have you seen gays fight?
No.
Shit. Dude, it's better than midgets fucking.
Which is similarly entertaining, I must say.
Okay.
Go on.
Oh, where was I going? I forgot.
Something about midgets fucking.
I knew this guy named Nebraska. No, I sit up for gay this people one. I don't even know what I'm going to say. I'm getting ready.
Somehow we got from Donald Trump to gay people
fighting. No, about gay people being happy. Like, they got it. Like,
no, that's not what you said. You said gay people fighting is funny.
You know why AIDS blew up through gays? Because all the bullshit you have to go through to fuck a woman, gay dudes don't do that. They're like, we like fucking. You fuck him, I'll fuck him, you'll fuck him. We'll fuck. They have so much fun. So much better.
I'm pretty sure this is not how it goes.
You know. You do this 3 days a week.
No, I don't.
Sometimes he comes here with rain boots.
Only 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Tops.
Monday through Friday.
Only days that end in Y.
No, anyways. But yeah. Right? Wouldn't that be fucking rad? Like, if you and I could fuck each other, fuck Daisy. She'd be out the picture, dude. You and I'd be... So fucking out at a hip hop show right now, jacking each other off.
Back under a bridge. Not sucking each other.
I feel like we'd be better daters. We had a great time when we were both single.
Yeah.
Fucking ruined
it. But as I said, I like everything about the gay lifestyle. I just don't like the having sex with men part.
I think that's your favorite part.
I fucking love glitter, just not the penis.
He's got an obsession with track lighting. Loves Bette Midler.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. You went to see the Lady Gaga movie the day it came out, bro.
I did, but I'm married. That's different.
No, it's not.
It wasn't my choice to go to that movie, but I most did like women, the movie. Not only did I like the movie, I downloaded some of the music.
Most women want to marry a gay guy just like you.
What?
Most women want to marry a gay guy just like you. Women want the dude who will go see the Lady Gaga movie. Let me guess, you guys went shopping the soundtrack after?
And does it matter that I downloaded it from a Russian site that only charged me 16 cents a song?
Oh, that's
no, that makes you gay and sneaky.
Gay and sneaky. That's a.
That's probably more attractive to the gays.
Slide it in there. Without ever knowing.
The gays love me.
I'm sure they do.
The gays?
Yeah.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah, right. All right.
The people. Your people.
As always, you can find us on Facebook.com, Social Nuisance Podcast, Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. As always, want to thank Motion for providing great perspective today. but more importantly, Jack, we're going to go visit Jack in the Box since he has partial stake in ownership of Jack in the Box, sharing the name Jack.
And we're going to find out what it says on those bags.
I think I want to be gay with
pretty
you.
Pretty sure it says Jack. Anyways, I thanks as always. Myself. Tune in next time. We'll see you guys in the next show.
Good night.